Welcome to the City Heart Podcast. I'm Pastor Kevin Reed. Thank you for joining us today, and we pray that you're encouraged and enlightened by this message. Anytime, we're going to go ahead and jump into our message here. If you have your Bibles, go ahead and turn with me to John chapter 14. John chapter 14. We're going to complete this summer blockbuster series this week. Thank you all for everybody that's been hanging tough in the summer with this heat. Lord Jesus, I'm still from Boston. I'm still adjusting to this heat in Mississippi. It's something different down here. I don't know what it is, but I feel like it's taking my life. But it's okay. Well, we're going to go ahead and jump in. John chapter 14 and verse 1 says this. It says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms." I love the OKJV when I was growing up. They say, "In my Father's house, there are many mansions. But in my Father's house, there are many rooms. It has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am." Key verse here. "You know the way to the place where I am going." If you have something there in your Bible, or if you're on your phone, just remember that verse. We're going to come back to that in just a little bit. We're going to check out one more verse in Deuteronomy chapter 31 and verse 6. Deuteronomy 31 says this, says, "Be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you." For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Bow your heads. Let's take just a moment to pray. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity that we've had today just to worship you, to gather together as a family, and to say thank you for all the things that you've done in our lives. Lord, I thank you for every person, every family that's represented in this room. Lord, I thank you for this church. I thank you for all that it's growing to be, God. Lord, I ask that as I speak today that you would speak a word through me of clarity and conviction, a word of encouragement, a word that would edify your people, Lord, and bring us to a place where we're closer to you, that we would know where you're going and that we would know you better. We give you the glory and honor because you're worthy. In Jesus' name, everybody said,
amen.
Amen. Check out this first clip.
Hi, I'm Dory. I suffer from short-term memory loss.
Yes!
That's exactly what you say.
Okay. We'll pretend to be the other kids now.
Hi, Dory!
Ahoy there! Do you want to play hide and seek?
Okay.
We'll hide, and you count and come find us.
Okay, Daddy.
No, not Daddy. I'm the nice fish who wants to be your friend. Okay?
Okay, Daddy.
No.
I'm hiding.
Now count to 10.
1, 2, 3, 4. I like sand. Sand is squishy. Mommy, can I go play with them?
Dory,
cupcake!
Dory, honey!
On your toes, sweetie.
Remember, honey, we have to stay away from the undertow.
Okay, sweetie. What about that rhyme we learned? We see the undertow and we say,
let's go.
No. It's heck no! Okay, let's try it again. We see the undertow and we say,
there's the undertow. There's the undertow, there's the undertow. There we found the undertow and we see the undertow. Did I forget again?
No,
sweetie, it's okay.
No biggie, cupcake.
What if I forget you? Would you ever forget me?
Oh, cupcake, no.
We will never forget you, Dory. And we know you'll never forget us.
Thank you.
obviously, today. We're checking out Finding Dory. This is a really good movie. I don't know if anybody grew up on kind of the Finding Nemo, if you saw that as a kid or as a young adult. It was a really cool movie, right? But this is kind of the follow-up, and this movie is great because we get to see a little bit of Dory's backstory. We get to see that Dory had a family, right? The Dory, her origination wasn't just with Nemo, but there was something before that. And we see that Dory has a family. There's a connection that she has to somebody else outside of her, but she also has a home, right? There's a place where she feels comfort and rest and peace and love and favor. And man, it's really cool to see how this movie just begins to start to set up of Dory's life. Now, this movie is about somebody that is really trying to find their way back home. Right, Dory has what she describes there as short-term memory loss, and so we're in this movie, you'll see that there's a discovery of her making her way back home, but it's also about her figuring out who she is, about finding out, man, who is Dory? And many of us can relate to this character. Why? Because we're kind of in this place. There's a lot of us, maybe in your 20-somethings, maybe in your 30-somethings, maybe in your 40s or 50-somethings, right? And you're still trying to, man, I know there's one other thing I'm trying to reach. There's a place I'm trying to get to. There's something I'm trying to figure out internally that, man, I'm trying to get somewhere, but I haven't quite figured it out yet. And so we're in this place where we're almost kind of treading water. Right, where we're kind of like, man, I don't want to get caught up in any stuff, but I'm just kind of hanging out in this kind of middle place. You're almost like you're swimming, right? You're just kind of hanging there. Nothing's really moving, and you're kind of okay with that. All right, I don't want to rock the boat. I don't want anything to go too crazy. I want to just be in a place where stuff goes along. But inevitably, in that, there's gonna be a point where there's gonna be some friction. There's gonna be a point where something in your life is gonna change, it's gonna turn, it's going to cause a little bit of disruption. And we see here Dory's parents tell her, all right, Dory, look out for the undertow. Look out for that thing that could pull you under. Look out for that thing that might mess with you just a little bit. Your world seems safe and it's good, but just be careful of the undertow. And what does that look like for us? Some of us have an undertow in our lives. It's the issues and the stress and maybe the temptations that we face that can negatively impact us. It negatively impacts our family or our careers or our lives. And most importantly, it can impact our connection to God. Where, man, we want to make sure that we're good, but man, the stuff comes and it tears us away from who God has called us to be. And when those relationships, that family, and those connections go, man, we simply aren't present. When those things aren't present, we tend to lose hope, right? When those things aren't aligned, when stuff isn't matching up to where we want to go, we start to lose hope. We start to get into a place of despair. And almost, I mean, I've been there before a number of times where you just get kind of irritated with where you're at in life. You're just like, man, if I could just get this one thing, if this one thing would go my way, if I could change my job, or if I could be with this particular kind of person, or man, if this thing would change, if this relationship would just adjust, or if, man, a little bit more money would be in the check every month. Lord Jesus, pray that for all of us. If there'd just be a little bit more check, more money in the check every month, man, then stuff would be okay. But what happens in that moment where we start to lose hope is that we start to make adjustments. I'll say it that way. We start to kind of try to figure stuff out on our own. We try to do our own thing versus allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us where we're supposed to go. Right? It's like, man, if I can kind of, man, I can tweak this myself. I can do this myself. I don't necessarily need to have God in this particular situation, right? God, you're good over there. Stay in that situation. You're cool right there. But just let me just tweak this. Let me just turn the little screw just a little bit in this area. God's saying, man, I want you to allow me to continue to be at the head of your life. Don't continue to try to put your square pegs in God's round holes of life, right? You're trying to make something fit that just doesn't fit, and you're like, man, why won't this work? Why, man, why won't this square peg go in this round hole? It looks like it would just fit there. It seems like, man, I can move it and adjust it. Maybe if I shave off a little bit, it'll fit in there. We continue to try to do that. We want, man, I want to make it work. I want to do it. But really, what's supposed to happen is that round hole is supposed to be where God resides, where he fills that gap, where he's the one that provides any kind of soothing or any changing or any adjustment that you need. It needs to come from him. And I know it's a struggle because, trust me, I struggle with it too. Just to be honest, man, there's some times where I'm just like, oh, man, God, if I could do this and it would be, anybody ever said that? I could do this and it would just be done. Anybody, right? You have a coworker or somebody like they just can't do it the right way. And he's like, I could just do it myself. I don't even know why I asked you to do it. If I could just do it right, we kind of get there. Right? And so, well, we kind of do that with God a little bit. God, you're taking too long. God, this was supposed to happen years ago. You're taking too long. Man, this adjustment was supposed to happen at another point, but man, I want to do it on my own. And we get frustrated, and we get to this place where it leads us to try to fill that gap in our lives with things that simply don't fit in a God-led life. We start to add stuff that's kind of not godly or not the way God would do it or the thing that he wants to. Why? Because it suits our needs. It suits what we want to do. And if there is a gap in your life today, if there's a gap, if there's a hole, if there's a place you feel like, man, there's just something that's missing, that feeling that something is missing or lost or forgotten, that place is one that God intends to fill with his Holy Spirit, with his presence. Instead of kind of trying to fix it yourself, maybe this is an opportunity to say, God, man, let me turn to you and let you fill that void. Let me find you in that gap. Let me begin to apply a little more word, a little more of time spent with you, of prayer, of anything, just so, man, I can connect and be in your presence. The rest and the peace and the satisfaction that we desire is found in God alone. And we should be constantly searching and yearning for his presence and for his filling. Check out this next clip.
Anybody, literally anybody, could have just said hello.
There.
Where?
There. There, right there.
Where am I looking?
There.
Oh.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hello?
Oh my goodness, it's a child. Hello?
Hi, kid.
Hello?
Over here. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, I'm Dory. Can you please help me?
Well, hi, Dory. Dory, are you lost?
Yeah, well, where are your parents?
I can't remember.
Oh.
We'll look around. Are any of these fish your parents?
Hi, I'm Dory. Can you please help me?
Huh? honey, you just said that.
I did?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I suffer from short-term memory loss.
Oh, how awful.
Short-term memory loss?
Okay, just you wait here for 1 second, okay, sweet pie? Stan.
What? What?
What do we do? The poor thing is lost.
I don't know.
What do you want me to do?
I mean,
she can't remember a thing.
She could come from anywhere.
Well, you are no help today.
I'm just...
Dory, sweetie, how about we...
Oh, she's gone.
Dory?
That's not good.
Dory!
Hey, Dory!
Dory!
Dory! I'm Dory. I lost my family. Can you help me? I'm Dory. I suffer from short-term memory. Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming.
My family, can you help me?
Where did you see them last?
Well, funny story, but I forgot.
Oh, sweetie, do you want to come swim with us?
That is the nicest offer I've gotten all day. I think. I can't remember. Anywho, thanks, but I'm looking for someone.
Can't remember.
Hi, I'm Dory. Was it something I said? Kidding. Okay. You're not coming back. I was looking for something, and I... Okay, totally get it. Date night. Have fun.
Well, I hope you find whatever it is you're looking for.
You and me both. Any idea what that was?
I'm sorry. Okay. Guess we'll hang out another time. Don't be a stranger.
Anybody, literally
here,
anybody.
We see Dory in a place where she's trying to figure it out. She's in a place where she's by herself, constantly trying to figure out, man, where do I fit in? What's my place? Where can I go to be and feel home and feel connected and feel family and feel love and feel trust? And so she's continually kind of going into these little different areas. She's kind of moving this way and that way. Hey, maybe if I connect with this group of fish, then I'll feel safe and I'll feel at home. Oh wait, no, that's not the new fad. Let me go over here and let me connect with this group of fish. Let me connect with this particular fish. Why? Because she's consistently searching for something. St. Augustine, who was an old church leader, said, "You have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they find their rest in you." I really feel like he was looking at Jeremiah 29:13 when he kind of said that line, which says this, says, "You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." And the world thinks that it has the cure for what ails mankind. It really thinks it has. It's kind of telling us all the time, man, be more progressive, be more conservative, right? Be more democratic. Actually, be more Republican, right? Be more organic. Just eat whatever you want. That's kind of the camp I always end up falling into, right? You know what? We should be a global nation. No, we should be more nationalistic. There's always something where we're kind of figuring out. We're trying to search, and we're going into this, into that. And you see people looking this way, and they're looking that way. They're testing these fads out. They're trying to get the bigger picture. And there's this eternal and internal struggle that we all face. We all feel it all the time. We watch TV, you turn something on, you get into a group with kind of different people in a group, and you're like, man, whose side do I need to be on? Where is it where I can feel comfortable? I hear that a lot these days. I just want to get in where I feel comfortable, where I fit in, where I know that, man, I'm welcomed and loved. And really, we haven't quite figured out that what we're searching for is something that's greater than all of us. We're trying to find something that's bigger than kind of what our brains can kind of put into words. It's something, I feel it. I know it. There's something that I'm supposed to do. There's something that's bigger than me. There's something I'm supposed to be getting into, and I haven't quite gotten there yet, but I know it's coming. We want to get into something bigger than us, and our hearts are searching, and they're yearning really for a relationship with God. Psalms 42:1-2, David was expressing this when he said, "As the deer longs for streams of water, so I long for you, O God. I thirst for God, the living God. When can I go and stand before him?" What David is saying, man, when can I go home? When can I go home? Check out this next clip.
Migration, let's learn about migration. It's nature's inspiration to move around the sea.
Here's a scientific promise. Where did everyone go by myself?
Drop by 22 degrees. Plus or minus 4 degrees based on solar positioning.
Oh, there's a stairway from the edge.
Okay, you hear that? Okay, everybody stay back from the edge. Come on.
Okay, that's too far.
That's too far. Come on, get back over here. Back this way.
Now. I need everyone to listen.
All right, listen up.
When the rays pass through here,
they're going to pass through.
What do we have to be careful
of? Everybody has to be careful of what?
The undertow.
That's right.
The undertow.
Because the current created by all the flapping is very strong. If you're not careful, you can get pulled
into. Mr. Ray, so how do the stingrays all know where to go?
That's what an instinct. Nemo, something deep inside you that feels so familiar that you have to listen to it, like a song you've always known.
And I can hear mine now!
We're going home! We know who we are and it's time to travel far!
see the undertow, and we sang.
Dory!
Is she dead?
No, she's not dead. Give her some space, everybody.
The Jewel of Morro Bay, California.
The Jewel of Morro Bay, California?
I remembered something.
I actually remembered something. Something important.
Something important? What? What was it?
I'm not sure anymore, but I can still feel it. It's right.
What is it about home that we desire? What is it? Is it peace? Is it love? Is it accountability? Is it forgiveness? Is it the feeling of humility? Is it good food? Right? Is it kindness? It's for all of us, it's either a combination of those things or one particular thing that when we think of home, right, it's kind of, right, I'm thinking of a movie right now in my head. When I think of home, it's got into a movie. But man, when you start thinking of home, it's like there's these feelings that you start to feel this connection, right? I can think of right now, I'm from Boston, I can think of Boston. There's something right now that I would give a couple of dollars to go and get right this moment when I think of home, and it's this particular kind of food that I want at home. But man, it's what it is. It's that comfort. It's that peace. We want to know that, man, that I am in a place where I'm connected. For any one of us that calls ourselves a Christ follower, we found God for one of those reasons. Whether it was just knowing that, man, it's a place where I feel touched and encouraged. I feel connected. Man, that's what we want. This, for anyone that's, man, you're trying to figure out what is my home thing, what is about home, we've all have this one thing that we have, but in all of this, and all the things that I listed, what feels like home to us, what we're really describing when we talk about home, we're talking about God. When we talk about love and peace and joy and forgiveness and humility and wanting this connection, this feeling that feels great, what we're really describing is God. We don't like to talk about it in those terms. We don't like to think about it like that. But that's really what it is. It's God that's on the inside of us. It's that part of us that is connected to Him through the Holy Spirit that's yearning more and more for Him. If you or someone you know is seeking anything on this list, the answer is and always will be God. He is all of these attributes. It's Jesus. And what did God do? He sent His Son Jesus as a living embodiment, as a living example to all of us of exactly what He is. He is the walking embodiment of all of those things. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life." He's describing home. That's what He's describing there. He loved the world that He said, "I'm going to give you the best part of me, the things that you think of when you think of home, I'm going to put it right in front of you so that you can connect to it." So what I'm saying to you today is, this stuff, these things that we desire, somebody brought you to a place where you discovered home for yourself. Somebody brought you to a place. Maybe they brought you here. Maybe they gave you an invite. Maybe somebody encouraged you. Somebody prayed for you. Somebody was there for you. Somebody brought you to a place where you had a connection with God. And so, man, if somebody brought you home, the best thing that you can do is bring somebody else home. Bring somebody else home. But if you're going to bring somebody home, let's make sure that they feel like it's home. That they feel like, man, this is what home feels like. This, man, when I walk in here, man, this feels comfortable. This feels like home. This feels like where I should be. Check out this next clip.
Hello? Hello? Can you help me?
Me help you?
Looks like we're done here.
Dude, cut it out. You're a scientist. We talked about this.
Oh, come on. It's funny.
Okay. Just hold it yourself.
fine. Everything's fine. They positively.
Hey, you.
Oh.
Spinner.
Oh, thank goodness. Hi, I'm Dory.
Name's Hank. How sick are you?
Sick? I'm sick.
Why else would you be in quarantine?
Oh, no. How long do I have? I have to find
my
family.
All right, now don't get hysterical. Uh-oh. Not good.
What? What is it? What happened? Oh, what's that?
That there is bad news. It's a transport tag for fish who can't cut it inside the Institute. They get transferred to permanent digs, an aquarium in Cleveland. Fish in here go back in the ocean. Cleveland fish stay there forever.
Cleveland? No, I can't go to the Cleveland. I have to get to the Jewel of Morro Bay, California, and find my family.
That's this place, the Marine Life Institute, the Jewel of Morro Bay, California. You're here.
You mean I'm from here? My parents are here. I have to get to them.
So what exhibit are you from?
Wait, I'm from an exhibit? Which one? I have to get there.
Oh, that's a hard one, kid. Unless... Nah, never work. It's too crazy.
What do you mean? Just tell me. I'm okay with crazy.
You know, I could see that. Well, there's one thing I can think of to help you get to your family. If I just take...
Yes! Great idea! You take me to find them. Why didn't I think of that?
No. If I just take your tag, I can take your place on the transport truck. Then you can go back inside and find your family. All you have to do is give me the tag.
What tag? There's a tag on my fin.
How could you forget you have a tag on your fin?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I suffer from short-term memory loss.
You don't remember what we were talking about?
Mm-mm. Not a clue. What were we talking about?
You were about to give me your tag.
Well, I kind of like my tag. Why do you want it?
So I can go to Cleveland.
Cleveland? I hear good things about Cleveland. Why do you want to go?
Because if I stay here, I'm going to get released back to the ocean. And I have extremely unpleasant memories of that place. I just want to live in a glass box alone. That's all I want. Give me your tag!
Hey, man, don't touch my tag.
Look. I don't work here. It's not like I have a map of this place.
A map? Good idea. You take me to the map. I figure out where my parents are. Oh, boy.
All right. If I get you to your family, will you give me...
I don't have much. How about if I give you this tag?
Great idea.
Are we there yet?
Shh.
Hank, I'm so glad I found you. It feels like destiny.
For what must be the millionth time, it's not destiny.
Uh-oh. Have I said destiny before? I'm sorry. I'm just so nervous because I'm going to meet my parents. I haven't seen them in... I don't even know how long because, well, you see, I suffer from short-term
memory loss. Look, no more talking, okay? I don't like talking. I don't like chatter and questions. And how are you? Oh, I'm fine. How are you? Oh, I'm fine, too. Newsflash. Nobody's fine.
Oh, I'm fine. How are you?
Hank, look. There's a map.
Shh. The plan is you're going to read that and figure out where your parents live. And I'm on the truck to Cleveland. You got it?
What was the first part again?
What? The octopus escaped again?
Wow! Look at all the exhibits! How can you do this park in one day? Seriously.
Pick one!
Okay,
Well, tell everyone to keep an eye out. I mean, we're supposed to be releasing the octopus back to the ocean today. Well, of course I haven't seen him. If I was looking at
him... Hey! There you are.
Hurry up!
Okay. It starts with a K. Kid Z... Oni. Kid zone.
No, kids. Kids grab things. And I'm not losing another tentacle for you.
You lost a tentacle? Well, then you're not an octopus, you're a septopus. May not remember, but I can count.
Hurry up!
Okay. Journey to the... Hey, look, shells.
Hey, look, shells. Daddy, here's a shell for you.
Well, that's great, Dory. You found another one.
I did?
Oh, yes, you did. You're getting good at this, Dory.
Shells. Hey, I live there.
Yes, indeed.
I like shells.
That's right, dear. Do you think you could find me another shell? Purple ones are my favorite.
Okay, Mommy. Purple shell. Hank, my home had a purple shell.
So what? Half the exhibits here have purple shells in them.
No. You don't understand. I remember her now. Purple shells were her favorite. And she had this adorable giggle, and then my dad was really funny.
And now your wacky memory's gonna get us caught. Still think this is destiny?
Hank, we have to find my folks.
What?
Oh, base. This is Carol. I think I might have found that missing octopus.
See what you did?
Sorry.
This could not be worse.
Hmm.
Destiny. Oh, Destiny. Come on.
Hey. I got a feeling. I think we should get in the bucket. Seriously, it says Destiny, and it is.
No.
We've got to get in that bucket.
I'm not going with you in that bucket.
All right, go in the bucket.
Don't go in the bucket.
Bye. Oh. Hey, guys, I'm looking for my family. Oh, good idea. Play dead. I'm sorry. I got to blink. How do you hold your eyes open that long? Hey, guys. Wait a second.
Ah! Our next guest has been here a very long time. She's a whale shark. Her name is Destiny.
Destiny? Really?
You'll notice she's extremely nearsighted and has trouble navigating her environment. Oh, and here she comes now.
Ooh, Destiny, you're a fish?
Wait, what? Hi, hello there.
Can you help me? All right, I'll go with you.
Excuse me, hi.
Who is that? Is that Blue Blob talking?
Can you help me? I lost my family.
You lost your family?
Well, it's a long story, and truth be told, I don't remember most of it.
Oh, that is so sad. You were... Sorry.
Not a great swimmer. Can't see very well.
Oh, I think you swim beautifully. In fact, I've never seen a fish swim like that before.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wait, say that again.
Dory?
Yes.
Dory.
Yes.
Dory?
Yes.
Dory!
Yes.
You and I were friends!
No.
Dory, it's me, Destiny.
You know me?
Of course! We'd talk through the pipes when we were little. We were pipe pals!
We were?
Aw, you're so pretty.
So you know where I'm from?
Yep. You are from the Open Ocean exhibit.
I'm from the Open Ocean exhibit? Then that's where my parents are. We gotta go. Can you take me there?
Kind of tough for a whale to travel around here.
Now there, what we're trying to show is the comparison to kind of how we approach people sometimes, even as Christians. You have the Hanks of the world, the people that are kind of like almost bothered by somebody looking for help. They're bothered by somebody that's trying to find their way home. They just don't have enough time or don't just have, man, can you just kind of leave me alone? Or if I'm going to help you, there better be something in it for me. I better be getting something out of this relationship. And then you have Destiny. You have somebody that may not be able to see everything so well. Maybe they don't know every scripture. Maybe they don't know how to necessarily break down, how to exegete the scripture perfectly. But you know what they have? They have a heart that's willing to lead people home. They have a heart that's saying, you know what, I might not know it all, but I know the little bit I got, here, you can have it. Man, the little bit of joy I have, man, I would love for you to find this too. The little bit of peace I have, man, I would love for you to experience this as well. We all should be kind of leaning to the Destiny side. Like Hank knows it. He knows the place he can move and do all the things that he needs to do. Right? He has all the skills. Destiny is kind of big. She can't go everywhere, but she still has a willing heart. She might not know it all, but man, the heart is there. And what you saw right in the middle there is this little clip of her with her parents again. And what you saw was them laying out shells, laying out just small pieces of information that could help lead her home. In our choices in life, we're either Hanks or we're Destinies, and we have the opportunity to leave people with just some small pieces of information to lead them home. Maybe it's your own personal story. Maybe it's inviting them, it's connecting with them, it's inviting them out to dinner. Maybe there's just some little thing, some little, you might think it's insignificant, but it's some piece that eventually leads you home. Check out this last clip and we'll pray.
Thank you.
I've lost everyone. There's nothing I can do. Shoot, I can't forget. What was I forgetting? Something important. What was it? What was it? It's going away. It's going away. It's going because all I can do is forget. I just forget and I forget. It's what I do best. It's what I do. What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? What would Dory do? I would look around, and there's just water over there, and a lot of kelp over here. Kelp is better. Okay. Okay. Now what? Lots of kelp. It looks the same. It all looks the same, except there's a rock over there and some sand this way. I like sand. Sand is squishy. This isn't going anywhere. There's nothing here. Nothing but kelp. Lots of kelp and some shells. This way. I like shells. I like shells. Hello. I'm
Dory!
Dory!
Oh, my baby! Let me look at you! I'm never letting you go again!
My amazing girl, you're here!
It's you!
Yes.
It's really you!
Absolutely.
Mom, you're actually here! You're...
I am!
And Dad, so are you!
Right here, Kelpcake!
I'm so sorry!
Oh, honey!
What?
Oh, honey, no, Kelpcake!
I know I've got a problem. I know I'm so sorry, and all this time I wanted to fix it, and I can't, and I try,
Dory.
I try, but my thoughts, they leave my head, and ideas change, and I've forgotten you, and I'm so sorry.
Dory, don't you dare be sorry. Look what you did.
What?
You found us.
That's right. You found us.
Honey, why do you think we stayed put here all these years? Because we believed one day you'd find us again.
Exactly.
But I thought you were gone. How did
you... We went into quarantine to look for you, but you weren't there.
Yeah, and we knew you must have gotten out through the pipes.
Through the pipes? That's right, sweetie, and so we did too. And we stayed in this spot for you ever since.
Because we thought you might come back. So every day, we go out and lay out...
shells.
My father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the place, the way to the place where I'm going. You know the way. You might not think you know the way, but all along God for a lot of us has just been leaving little shells here and there, little things to remind us that, man, home is this way. And sometimes it's hard for us to see the bigger picture. We might see one shell. Somebody might say something to us about the Lord or share a scripture with us. Or man, they might invite us to church. Or, there may be just some connection, some little small piece of information that's shared with us. But what God has done is he has set up all these shells to continually remind us that, man, I'm preparing a place for you, especially for you. And it's our job to begin laying out shells for some other people. There's some people in our lives that, you know what, they need an encouraging text in the morning from you. They need you to just pull them aside. Hey, man, I heard you're going through this situation or this problem, man. I just want to pray with you. They need, hey, you know what, here's this invite card. You should come check out this church. They need to know that there's somebody that cares, and God wants to use us to begin laying out shells. We should be leaving, as her parents were, by the boatload every day, taking our shells and dropping them somewhere for somebody else to be able to connect and come home just how we did. Somebody left a shell for you somewhere that brought you home. Now it's our time to begin to leave some shells. And in doing that, man, be strong and be courageous. You don't have to be afraid. It's not, you don't have to be a pastor. You don't have to be a theological beast. You just have to be you. And you is what God wants to use to bring somebody. You is enough. He's gonna give you exactly what to say. You're like, Pastor, I don't know more than two scriptures. That's fine. The one you know, say it. Right? And then go and memorize another one. Or you know what's even better? Just share your story. There's so many people that they don't know it, but they know them, and they know how God has changed their life. I might not have it all together, but I'm working on me. And man, the more shells I get, the closer I'm getting to home. The more information I pick up, the more I'm learning about God, the closer I'm getting and becoming exactly who he desires for me to be. That's what we want to be as a church, a place when people walk through those doors, they're saying, man, this feels like home. And hey, you know what? It might not have everything. It might not have the shiniest walls. It might not have the best furniture. But you know what? This is my house. I don't care where you are. When you go to your house, no matter how janky and messed up it might be, when you walk into the doors and you feel peace, you know you're home. It's what we need to be continuing to do in our lives. It's helping people find their way home. Bow your heads, let's pray. Thank you for checking out this message from City Heart Church. If you'd like to hear more from this series, or if you'd like to hear more about our church, you can check us out online at cityheartjackson.com, or you can check us out on social media at cityheartjxn.